can't possibly be time yet. You're very, very smart, but I believe you're mistaken. I know you promised that you have to play today, but just 5 more minutes, please. I said please. 3 more minutes. Just a couple more minutes. Please. Because I'm lazy and I'm comfy and we're all settled here, please. Oh, I'm a tired girl and I need you. I always need you. Oh, I do. Yeah, but I need you now more than ever. Because your chest is the comfiest thing in the whole wide world, and if you leave me now, I'll be a sad girl. Is it really emotional manipulation if you consent to it? Please don't go yet. Because I'm the softest baby girl in the whole wide world, and you made me like this. Yes, you did. Before you, I was a people pleaser, and now I'm spoiled and cared for, and it's made me all squishy and soft. So really, this serves you right. Look what happens when you make people feel safe. They get all clingy. Allow me to demonstrate. I'll be extra clingy. For the purposes of demonstration, of course. It's too late. You're suffering from scientific success. You're regretting it now. Being nice to me. Well, too bad, no take backs. Once a spoiled girl, forever a spoiled girl. Because that way of thinking serves my cause. Tell you what, if you can lift me off you, you can go game. Sound fair? No. Oh, damn it, I forgot you're strong. Heckin' musculars. Another reason to hate the gym. That and other people. You've won your freedom. If you have to go, can you take me with you? I'll be your weird blanket. The thickest blanket that ever destroyed feeling in your thighs. Lift, please. Come on, you're a heckin' strong thing, you can do this. I'm one part impressed and another part very annoyed at how easy that was for you. Some people get all the good genes. You got strength and I got hormonal breakouts. That is not fair. That's true. I did get pretty eyes and thick thighs. Damn it, you cannot have it all. Thank you for taking me with you. Your accommodation of my neediness is noted. I love you, but that is part of the problem. You indulge me, so then I expect to be indulged. When will it end? You're doing it again. Loving me into security. It's horrifying. Do you think? With the computer and the typing and all the good stuff. Of course, I love you and I want you to be happy, but games are not for me, they're for you. Do your thing. I'm gonna doom scroll and use you as furniture. Very comfy furniture. And you don't complain when I wiggle. Some furniture is very vocal. Shush and play. I have a question. Can we be morally bankrupt heathens and order takeout? It's the worst kind of evil. Just a step below genocide. Yay, we can be morally reprehensible together. I love that for us. Now what flavor of morally reprehensible would we like? Well, you know what I'm gonna choose. The beigest choice known to mankind. A cheese pizza because I'm a basic beach and I like it. It soothes my vanilla soul. You say all this and then you steal a slice. It's almost like vanilla has its place. I'm not set on anything. I am nothing if not an accommodating foodie. Pick any place and I will find something to eat. Because whilst I like vanilla, vanilla comes in many different forms. Pick a place and I will find my beige desire. I could go for Thai. Or Chinese. Or Japanese. Any of the Neeses. Any country, any food, because food is great. Can you imagine if you were one of those people that only ate for fuel? I think something bad happened to them in childhood. And they're probably not ready to talk about it. It's just so far removed from my place of, oh, that sounds good. Oh, that smells good. Oh, that feels good going down your throat. I can never, ever imagine a universe where I'm like, no, this has the nutritional value of this, and this will keep me full for this amount of time. I was like, no. Give me the cheese, give me the sauce, give me the noodles, give me the crunch, give me the sensory overload of yours. It's like people who run marathons. I think it's amazing. I cannot relate, and I really don't want to join in. I think it must be amazing to run your life on optics and be like, this will be the best thing for me, and I just cannot live like that. Because I am a soft girl who needs whimsy and joy and cute shit. And I can neither apologize nor change my ways, so here we are. Oh, thanks. I love you the way you are, too. even though you have time blindness. Oh, sweetheart, I love you, but you never know what time it is and you're always late. I know I'm not much better, but you get into the time vortex. You know, when you're doing something and you're dedicating all your energy to it, and then it's like, what year is it? As far as flaws go, it's pretty mild. I think we'll live with it. Crippling gambling addiction or time blindness? It's hard to say. What food are you going for? It's very important. Oh, you're a good egg. Choosing a place so I can have my cheesy delights, thank you. I would have been happy with noodles. Oh, you're so fucking cute and thoughtful. You disgust me. You're too good for me. Run away. But if you do, take me with you, because I ain't leaving. I ain't leaving. I know everybody says this, but the thought of going back on dating apps or first dates, just... Who enjoys that? Even if you're a social butterfly, you cannot convince me that you're not just like, oh, I don't want to do this. I don't want to die alone, but I also don't want to do this. Help. Actually, I'm going to rephrase that. I always say, oh, nobody wants to die alone. I don't think it's dying alone that people are afraid of. I think it's living alone. It's not being someone's person. It's not feeling like somebody chose you out of all those other people. And just is like, yeah, more of that. I can live with dying alone. I can't live with like, oh, I want to be understood and heard and seen and be part of a team. Because I am ridiculously human and I've just got to be okay with that. Would you like a burger? Or fries? Or both? If we're being evil, we might as well commit to it. Oh. There, we had ice cream. Or chocolate cake. You indulge me, I'll indulge you. Indulge. Did they warn you that Satan would be chubby with cute eyes? Bada bing, bada boom, we're going to hell. But first we will eat cheese and dessert. So I guess that's okay. Are you winning, son? I love you so, so much. I don't understand any of this. Video games give me a headache, but I'm really happy for you. You know when you see me reading and you're like, that seems like she's having a good time. Carry on. It's the exact same feeling. I know, you dreamed of having a gamer girl and you got a, I don't know what that is, girl. And do not educate me on girl. We don't have to be the same. We just have to show up and be like, love you, what do you need? I don't have anything to say, but I'm here. I used to worry about that. I think it's why I used to avoid hanging out with people. I was like, oh, I'm gonna run out of things to say. And then the older you get, you're like, you don't have to say anything. You just have to sit on them and tell them that you love them and then purr at them. Pretty much what love is, right? I am gonna destroy that pizza. I was blessed with quite a few things, but a small appetite was not one of them. Even when I've had really poor mental health and it's like I've got every other symptom of depression except a suppressed appetite, and I'm like, damn. I can't even get snatched during this. Terrible signs of eating disorders, just not the cute eating disorders. Oh well. Love you. I'm not going to sleep. I am just shutting off my eyes and trusting that you will hear the doorbell. Because you're not an incompetent loser and you can answer the door and you can handle all those things and I don't constantly need to be on and vigilant. Well, just take me with you when the door rings. My muscles can handle that.